Randid Podcast with Raffi and Sandra.
Welcome back to the Randid Podcast. This is a rare, in-person, live one.
Yeah,
that, let's see if this works. One. I have no idea if the clapping is currently happening because Chandra's laptop is weird.
Yes.
But in case it's not, huzzah, here we are.
So, effects, manual.
After many attempts at trying to have a live chat,
yeah.
The last one, I think you were even staying over.
Yeah, I think I was at your apartment. Oops. And then we tried again last week when you're in Norfolk Island.
But we're going to get to that later. But anyway, so this is meant to be the end of season two episode, which we wanted to do last year, but lots of delays because of unexpected stuff happening. And so here we are at the beginning of 2023. We are still going to do a bit of a break after this episode just because we have tried to organize this one way too much. So let's begin with how are you? So, how are you?
Not bad. Well, I just got back from Norfolk Island. What? Where were you?
So basically, I always take the first week of January off. And I had all these vouchers left over from last few years where I actually planned to go to Norfolk when the Australian border was still shut. And it's technically part of Australia.
Oh, so that's why you wanted to go there.
Yeah.
I was wondering why we were in Norfolk Island.
It was the furthest you can go while still technically being in Australia, as not within restrictions. So then literally 3 days before I left for it is where they had a COVID outbreak and they shut borders to the mainland to deal with it because there's not really a hospital there.
Hmm.
And so I had the travel vouchers and the hotel vouchers, et cetera, to use up. So hence I was like, oh, they expire soon, so might as well go when I have the week off. Initially, yeah, it was going to be myself going, but then, yeah, you decided to come along. And so, we made a little
This is my unemployed year. I wasn't doing anything. I was like, okay.
Yeah, so I suppose since last time, well, I mean, we've kind of spoken a few days ago because we're in Norfolk together, but before that, the reason this episode got delayed was because it's that end of year rush that happens in most medical fields. I suppose everyone wants to get their surgeries done, et cetera. But this year, well, 2022 especially, it was ridiculous because normally everything shuts down for about 2 to 3 weeks. Mm. This was just this week gone. That was,
I think, everybody's sort of catching up on all the rebound stuff.
Well, not only that, it's just, it was going right up until Christmas Eve. Like, things were open, things were off, like, and whilst we were in Norfolk, so Norfolk's kind of weird. So one of the weird things is that it's technically part of Australia, but the area code is Antarctica.
Yeah, the phone area code.
Yeah. So
I think they have different designations, but apparently Antarctica is the phone code. Something else is from Canberra. I think the schools are from Queensland.
Yeah, the Queensland is the schools. The postcode is New South Wales. They're represented by Canberra, like in the parliament. And yeah.
So, and they have a centre for democracy where they want Australia to have nothing to do with them, I believe.
Well, yeah. That's because Australia is now making them pay taxes, which they never did. So up until like 4 or 5
years ago. We learned about this because there's a lot of signs there saying no land tax.
But so if you look it up, though, it was a tax haven just off the coast of Australia that no one knew about.
Yeah, there was like duty-free store.
So whilst we tried to record an episode over there, but the internet was really spotty.
And I believe there's just one satellite dish.
Yeah.
Which occasionally
there's actually three. I rode past it again.
Oh, right.
But, yeah, but those are for the local radio station. But anyway, so whilst we were over there, the VoIP thing was still working. So when I was connected to the Wi-Fi, I'd occasionally get SMSs as well. And it was just literally nonstop. Can you come help do this? Can you come help do that? I'm like, screenshots sent it on WhatsApp going, I am here. Send a plane and I'll consider it. even yesterday there was more going, hey, can you come to a hemi collector? And like, no, I'm literally in the middle of nowhere.
Sounds like you literally need to go to the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, so that's been my last sort of month. When did we last release one? About a month ago, I think, was Leon's one. So, yeah, so in that time, it's just been trying to power through to get to this week so I could have a little bit of time off, which was kind of nice. And Norfolk was, because it's the middle of nowhere, it's also like 5 kilometers by 8 kilometers. So the other thing, the reason for choosing it was, even if you wanted to do lots of stuff, you just can't because there's just not as much to do. Like in a week, if you wanted to, you could actually tick off almost every single activity there.
Well, the best thing about it was you kind of get a feel for the place when you sit outside and then the Island Vibes playlist comes on wherever you're sitting. You're like, I get it.
Yeah.
Nice. It's about 20, 25 degrees, a little bit humid, bit of a breeze. Sit outside, relax, enjoy.
Except they'd never tell you about the spiders.
This is true.
There's literally like golden orb. Like
Orb weaver spiders.
Uh-huh.
They make very beautiful webs, apparently, is what I've been told.
Okay. There you go.
They're good for your garden. Mm-hmm.
But the good thing about Norfolk is no snakes and none of the other creepy crawlies.
Well, there's a problem. Bodies. There's no snakes to eat the spiders. That's why there's more spiders.
And the other, well, this was my first experience snorkeling. Thank you for suggesting it.
Excellent, excellent. Snorkeling.
I'm
there's no spiders, see?
There's sea snipe spiders, otherwise known as octopi. But unlike, say, here where you have to go out to the reefs, there was just like a reef right on the beach. Like the moment you get into the water, you can snorkel and there's fish everywhere.
It's quite nice because the water temperature is nice, weather's good. You can just walk off the beach onto the coral. Another place like that is the Ningaloo Reef in Western Australia near Exmouth. Really, really, really pretty. Again, just walk off the beach and you're there. There's a whole bunch of places in that sort of little region as well. But yeah, no need for a boat.
Fair enough. So what have you been up to apart from Norfolk in the last month?
Well, I also had finishing up work at the end of the year and then finishing off as many projects as possible as well. And last thing is because I'm in Melbourne for, well, kind of like a week-ish, spent a bit of time with family after arriving here and then trying to catch up with all my friends and everything before disappearing off again. So
where's the next trip going to be?
Well, this is a kind of a bit of a year of change for me. So rather than full-time work, I'll be kind of stepping down, you know, slowing down the pace of life after working hard for so many years now.
He says sarcastically since he's taken so many years off.
Hey, only the one.
Or what?
Two. Wait. Yeah. Technically, that wasn't a year off. That was my fellowship.
Yes, your fellowship.
So this year I'll be aiming to work for about, I think it's like 4 or 5 months of the year. And the rest of the time I'll be bumming around, which should be good. So the next 2 months I'm traveling, going to the Bahamas, a bit of sailing, and then Southeast Asia.
This is the trial, right? The trial for the boat.
Exactly. It's like Airbnb-ing a house before buying one. So I'm going to try out a boat and then I'm going to just travel for another month. There's a conference in Malaysia as well, so I'm going to bum around that region. So it ends up as kind of semi around the world because from here to the east coast of the US is pretty much exactly opposite around the world. To keep going, you can either come back the same way or you just continue on around. So that's what I'm doing.
Nice.
And then February will be a bit of bumming around. Going to explore a few places. Apparently Chiang Mai is the digital nomad capital of the world. So that's somewhere I've been to try.
And Estonia?
No Estonia this time.
No, but that's
Estonia, Portugal is another one. There's a bunch of people there.
Yeah.
I'm like, hey, people who like do some amount of work while traveling from the laptop, they sound like my kind of people. So I'm keen to explore those kind of areas a bit more. And hopefully in May will be when I start my bigger trip.
Yep.
Boat lifing.
What does boat lifing involve?
Well, basically it's, you get a house that you can slowly move around.
What?
It's a floating house, and you can move it between countries.
Right. So you're getting a boat.
Pretty much. Sailing is the plan for this year.
Okay. For most of the year, or?
Well, the plan is for about 6 months, starting in May. And then I'll decide at the end of that 6 months whether I hated it or whether I really liked it. So I've done it for 1 month, living on a boat before. That was amazing in the Whitsundays. And that's what sort of made me go, I like this idea. So now to sort of take the plunge and try it out and basically try living on a boat for 6 months.
Choice. Well, which brings us to our next segment, which is Well, since there's going to be so many changes, any resolutions for 2023?
Yeah, well, the funny thing is, even though it's like, oh, so much change for me this year, blah, 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 actually what I want to focus is on going back to some of the simple things. Actually, now that I have the time, I have very little excuse to not do the basics. So
I want to... the basics?
Meditation, like that. I used to be quite good at that on a regular basis, even just a small 5-10 minutes. But I've noticed that it did drop off. So I want to restart that. And I've got a bit of a plan on how I'm going to do that. And a lot of the other things as well, which, for example, with the health, I've managed to keep up my PT 2 or 3 times a week. That's been good. But I think I've just been eating not as good as I could be. And so my last DEXA scan was not ideal. So try and fix that, get back into a better, healthier kind of way, so that I don't sink when I fall off a boat. Important.
What do you mean? If you get larger,
oh, wait, does that float?
Yes, it does.
Oh, maybe I'm optimizing this wrong.
More fish and chips with batter.
Exactly. But I want to be comfortably able to fall off a boat and then swim to shore. That seems like an important skill.
Why? Just float. That's how you explore.
Simple things. Health. Meditation, so basically body fat percentage, reduce that, do my meditation, and my aim is, again, this is all a dream, but plan is if I can get to 30 minutes to 1 hour a day by the end.
Well, I suppose you have the
time. You know, if you're unemployed, you've got not a lot going on. You hopefully actually don't really have much excuse to not do that either.
And I suppose if you're on a boat, not as much stimulation either. It's like...
Well, it actually worked really well when I was on the boat before for a month, because you wake up in the morning, you wake up with the light at sunrise, you can go for a bit of a swim, you have time to make breakfast, you don't really have time to go anywhere most days.
The traffic's pretty bad.
Some days, though, you do have to leave at a particular time because the tides are right or the wind is right or whatever, so you don't necessarily have a fixed plan. And the thing is, though, most of the mornings were great. You actually have the time in the morning to do things.
Nice.
So that's kind of the plan.
That sounds good.
Do have a couple of months of work in April and March, so still have to do some work. But yeah, that's currently where I'm at. So resolution-wise, really, meditation. It's just simple stuff. Meditation and do some more regular sort of cardio-type exercise.
Are you going to do cardio on the boat?
Very easy. Jump off the boat and do laps around the boat.
Fair enough.
Until I'm comfortable enough to swim away from the boat. And importantly, swim back to the boat.
But the boat has to be anchored, right? Like when
Yeah. No, not while the boat is moving away from me. Challenge. Swim faster. Good motivation.
No, fair enough. I've got very similar ones. Well, similar but not similar, because mine does not involve boats. But yeah, so... I've taken a different approach, which is this year, I'm prioritizing health as well, just because every other year I seem to hit all the other goals except for the health ones. So I'm like, well, this year I'm just going to do health ones. Mm-hmm. There are other little goals around, but they're not like, if it came down to a choice of doing like, optimize for health or optimize for other stuff, like health wins this year. Nice.
What are you going to do to try to make that work?
So I'm just going to schedule in a whole bunch of, like, say, PT sessions or hikes and this, that, and the other, and they become non-negotiables. Like, as if it's, I mean, obviously, if it's a life or death emergency, fine, whatever. But by and large, unless it's like critical emergency, it's a fixed thing in the calendar. It doesn't get moved. I'm busy, you know.
I definitely found that with the PT sessions for me, even though I was sort of like burning out towards the end of the year, that was the one thing that was consistently happening, because it's an appointment. It's on my calendar.
Yeah. So in the past, I've shifted things around just because, like I said, even in Norfolk, there's like, you know, last minute calls. And it's a bit hard because, like, how do you say, no, that guy's got cancer and my PT session is a higher priority? But it's also like, if you keep saying yes, you keep getting asked, so you never get to a PT session, then you eventually get
sick. Then you have a heart attack.
Yeah, exactly. Then you can't, right? So it's like, it's gotten to the point where, like, I've done saying the yes fair enough that if I don't do it now, like, I can feel like my health is on that sort of slippery slope of, if I do it a little bit more, like, I just don't think I could climb back up to remotely anywhere reasonable. Like, the other day, I was just climbing up two flights of stairs, and I'm like, oh, starting to get a bit puffed out. This never used to be an issue. Like, you know, like four sets of stairs.
Not good when you can't pass your own pre-anesthetic check.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a bit like when the ophthalmologist also can't see the chart that you're reading. Wait a minute.
Yeah, so like, well, that was like, it was a kind of a wake-up call to go, okay, my aerobic capacity is going down just because I get into running, get into a swing, then it gets like really busy and I fall off the perch again. So this year, no falling off, is just do that. So a couple of things that I want to do, and I've kind of broken them into more arbitrary goals, but I actually quite like them. So one is like, I want to do 10,000 push-ups. And the reason that's interesting is if you divide it by 300 days, like you're going to miss a few days here and there, it's like 33 push-ups per day, right? Mm. Or something like that. But it's one of those goals where I was actually thinking about this on the flight back from Norfolk. What I like is the fact that not only can I kind of make up for days, I can actually accelerate and finish the goal faster.
Mm.
So I was like, that makes me more motivated to actually get in more on any given day. So instead of finishing it at day 300 or at the end of the year, I'm going to try and get it at day 180, because then realistically, if I do them more frequently, I'll get stronger. So I can do, like, at the moment, I'm just doing 10 at a time, having a break. So I've done like 20 or 30 this morning.
Nice.
Whilst I was cleaning up and all that stuff.
You're doing some right now, I hear, on the podcast, right?
Yeah, that's it. But I was like, if I tie in more goals like that, where it's this fixed quantity over a year, but I have the ability to speed it up. So say, instead of saying, I want to run 2Ks every day, I go, I want to run 100 kilometers total or something, like some arbitrary number like that.
Yeah.
Then if I have the ability to speed it up, it just actually motivates me more, because I like getting there faster, and then I can have the rest of the year to kind of slack off, which sounds counterintuitive because you're meant to go for the process, but this makes me excited about the process. So
well,
I'm going to
make some of the goal setting books that you read and like techniques and things like that. Is there any like ones that sort of, I don't know, jump out at you as what you remember of, I'm going to apply that particular technique?
Yeah. So I think this, two to three things that I'm going to try. So, I, you know, like the SMART goals are obviously the thing. And I think I even made a smarter goal thing for a Medium article on it, which was basically like trying to link up the goal to your, because everyone says, I want to be fit, right? But it doesn't really capture why you want to be fit. And it has to be like something that you're actually really want to do. There's no point in, because other people have said you want to be fit. It's like, I'm getting flabby. I don't want to be flabby, because I literally, my reasoning is that I've had to slowly increase the size of my wardrobe and I hate shopping and I don't want to do it again.
Perfect. I save money.
Yeah, I just like literally don't want to do it again, because I'm like, this sucks balls.
This appeals to the curry in you. I buy new clothes or I exercise.
Well, I just can't
be bothered. Cheaper.
Yeah. And it's like, also, it's like if I have like a favorite t-shirt, I'll just wear the same thing. So it gets tight. And I'm like, it's uncomfortable. I don't want to buy another favorite t-shirt.
Well, it's the same problem for me, because normally I get my stuff just tailored so it actually fits me.
Yeah.
But the nice thing is, because I got the stuff tailored when I was in reasonable fitness, so now I'd either have to go and get new measurements done.
Yeah.
Or get back to said shape.
Yeah. And so in terms of...
It's a lot of work to go and get things newly tailored. I'm like, nah, this is good motivation. Yeah. I don't have to ever go to a tailor again if I can just send my old stuff and keep getting a tailor to that size.
For me right now, I'm kind of in between like the Uniqlo sizes. Mm. So nothing really fits quite comfortably. So I'm like, okay, I could try and just go, lose it. I'm like, no, this is like the perfect reason.
This is motivation.
Well, more than any other, like, you know, health goals and whatnot, and like trying to be, not have heart attacks and all that. It's kind of a bit too abstract. This is every day. Every day, if I wear, and I intentionally have not bought any new clothing, a few pieces here and there, because like I bought a new pair of pants, right? And so this is like going to be the view for the apartment that I move into. And it has a great view of the city. So
there's a nice view.
And we were watching the fireworks for New Year's. But just behind here is like an absolute demolition site. And there's a couple of ovens that haven't been put in. So whilst I was setting up the camera, it caught the sharp edge and ripped my brand new pants.
Oh, no.
Right? So apart from replacing those, I haven't actually bought anything new. Right. Mm. And so every day I kind of have to go, there's a couple of things that still fit me well, and most other things are kind of just a little bit uncomfortable. Mm. But that makes me go, all right, I'm going to have to like just tune my, because it's an everyday annoyance. Yeah, I feel like it's more motivating. Yeah. I started paying attention to it because it was like the end of the year, like it was the end of the year rush again, where all the things fall apart. And that's when I noticed it more and more. So I was like, yeah, okay. So I'm going to use that as motivation. And the other thing is that one is having like fixed amounts that I can accelerate, which I was just talking about. Mm. And the other thing is that I want to do like sort of monthly goals.
Mm. Okay.
Like say this month, for example, yep. I want to focus on just starting to do more meal prepping and focus on diet, because that seems to be the where it falls apart for me over and over again. Like I'm actually not too bad in going for runs. As long as, like, I actually really enjoy running and going for walks, as you may or may not
know. Uh-huh. So, for anybody who doesn't know Rafi, he'll be like, oh, we'll just go for a quick walk. I'll be like, no. You're like, oh, it's just around the corner. And then, I don't know why, I'm like, all right. 4 hours later, I'm like, where the fuck is the corner? I mean, beep is the corner.
Well, in Norfolk, literally, he left, and I went for a long walk, which was only 2Ks, but Norfolk is very hilly. So it took like 2 hours to get to this waterfall, which was lovely. I'm like, oh, yeah, this could never have happened if I was around, because I wouldn't hear the end of it. Nope. Like, oh, just around the corner, is it?
Yeah. We tried that on a bike. We went cycling. First half of the ride was great. And then we went downhill, which meant you have to go back uphill.
No, no, like, but this was okay, just still okay, heading
okay,
one direction.
Okay, fine. It's all right. You know, we can go down, go up. A big hill, fairly steep as well. It's all right, made it to the top, a bit puffed. And then it goes downhill again. I was like, oh, damn it, probably going to go up again. And of course, what goes down must come up again, goes up again. Then we get to the next one. They're like, oh, do you want to go down the next hill? Which I was like, oh, don't worry, this one is just downhill. There's no uphill afterwards. But of course, there was another uphill. And after doing this one more time, after the fourth hill, got to the top of the hill, started looking at the next downhill, like, yeah, nah. So, there, turns out in Norfolk, there's a lot of these old, they're like the small Japanese pickup truck, ute, lorry.
Yeah, things. It's like this Daihatsu. It's basically a ute, but squished to half the size.
But it's got a massive tray at the back.
Well, it's like a little like front two seater. Thing.
Yeah, it's great. Yeah. So, we hitchhiked back on one of those. There was that, or right up and down the four hills.
This also was, we decided to do this straight after lunch. So yeah,
in midday heat with no water bottle.
Which this guy bought a water bottle, then left it behind.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
So yeah, walking and all that aerobic stuff for me is generally like, I don't need the motivation to do it. It's just the time thing. Mm. So by deprioritizing work, it's like basically, I just have to say no more often just so that I can actually keep the fitness stuff up. But yeah, so I think if I fix up the diet side of things, it should be fairly quick.
I think for me, one danger is I got into cooking, which is great because I was like, oh, I really want to make this one pasta dish because it's so good and I don't normally eat pasta. But then you end up eating a lot of pasta,
which yeah, see, is I don't also like a problem. Pasta. Well, I found some shortcuts.
I used to
actually.
Like it, but I found some really nice dishes of how to make it really nice. Not with the creamy sauce and stuff, but just really plain with just a few ingredients. And it tastes
amazing.
That's
like the authentic Italian way, I think.
Yeah, and it actually tastes amazing. But then, like, I like to optimize and tweak. So I keep making the same dish again and again and again until I get it right.
Well, see, I found...
Then you eat a lot of pasta.
See, I found cheat ways of, like, there's great... Woolworths, like we had a barbecue about a month ago, and there's these prepackaged salads that you can get from Coles or Woolies or something, which is like couscous and pumpkin and stuff. So it's fairly healthy, and it's like a big tub, and it's not that expensive. I was like, I can get that, and so I don't have to do the boring part of the meal prep, which is like getting all the carbs and the protein, like stuff done. Mm. I can just fry up some prawns, just get the salad, put it into another container, put a few prawns or whatever I want to eat with it, done, right? So the thing I don't like is if you try to do healthy meal prep, it's like I don't know how to make healthy stuff taste really good without spending a lot of time. Mm. And those salads were actually really delicious. Like I would have eaten them if they're just there. I'm like, ah, well, I can fix that by just buying those salads.
Fair enough.
Yeah. So this year, that's what I'm going to try and do is like cheat meal prep by doing that. And there's also these little, my wife kind of showed me that these little rice or quinoa bowls that have either chicken or salmon and stuff.
And the ready-made ones.
Like, one of them, like, doesn't fill me up. Mm. I was like, why don't I just have two?
Yeah, with a cheeseburger. And some fries. It fills me up, but it's healthy.
Well, okay, as compared to hospital cafeteria food, yeah, it's still probably going to be healthier.
I still don't understand why we try to kill everybody at the hospital with hospital cafeteria
food. Well, it's just to get the pay. Like, I mean, you got to make the machine continue.
I just don't understand why it's so hard to buy healthy food at the hospital.
Well, it's just to sick people, right? You need people. Come on, big pharma, big pharma.
Yeah, big pharma's leaving fish and chips behind at every hospital.
Yeah, and whatever cataracts happen, like what, UV light?
No, just birthdays. Birthday cakes.
Oh, well, birthday cakes cataracts, though?
Birthday cakes.
Birthday cakes?
Mm. Guaranteed. The more birthday cakes, your rate of cataract development is directly proportional with
big
how
pharma
many birthday
is
cakes
spinning the earth around faster. That's it. Each year is getting slightly faster. Don't you feel it? Yeah. Don't you
You're
feel
getting it older faster, therefore.
No, dear random listeners, don't you feel like every year just goes like by just that little bit faster? It's big pharma. That's who's doing it.
Oh, but the earth is flat. What do you mean spinning?
Well, plates can spin.
That's true.
All right. So what can we expect from Randint in 2023?
Well, I think there'll be a bit more variety from my end since my year is hopefully not just going to be I was at work.
Yeah, that's true. Well, it's going to – well, we'll – our original plan was to do it fortnightly, and the way we were going to do it, just because schedules have been erratic, was just to have these mini-sodes sprinkled in with like our interview ones, which I've actually really been enjoying interviewing other people. And we actually have a guest who we've agreed who are fairly diverse. We've got a Channel 7 news presenter. We just couldn't find the time this year to get onto the show. We've got someone who, Daniel, like, so he's basically was involved in many, many startups and just so happened to be involved in one where I knew the founder's mum. Yeah. It was like a wood clerk.
Okay.
Yeah. So anyway, so that one, and he's also done some fairly, like, really good keynote speeches as well. So I'm curious how to, like, because he's had a very varied career. So I'm very keen to get him on. And who else have we got? Oh, yeah, yeah. We've got Alex, who's the founder of a locum agency.
Oh, cool.
So, but he's doing all these other, like, I've known him for years based on one of the old locum agencies that I used to work for. And then he went and founded his own, and we've just kind of kept in touch. And yeah, he's just a really interesting guy who's also doing all this travel stuff and starting to branch his business out. So, cool. Yeah, so he's agreed to be on the show and a few others. And we might actually get some repeat guests. Like, I'm actually curious to see what VM does at the end of the year.
Yeah, because he was planning to do some changes, see if they happen.
And then our, you know, finding love for our favorite listener.
This is true.
She did agree on coming on at some point, but.
The best advertisement.
The other thing was that our other friend who's meeting you at the Bahamas.
Ah,
so
right.
I was like, well, maybe you can give tips. Because they're both brown. They
brown
understand the cultural implications for everything. And yeah, so I was like, oh, that'll be our first. Like, if that actually happens, it'll be our first.
Randint taking random directions
well,
to the extreme.
That'll be the first two guests.
This is true.
Yeah. So I'm actually keen to put that out because I was like, I don't actually know how to do that where you do a panel.
Well, let's find out. That sounds random.
Well, so whilst the podcast might be a bit more erratic, we will try to stick to that sort of.
I think there might be a bit of erraticness, especially for the first half of the year, but hopefully we'll get a bit more of a rhythm going in the second half.
Yeah, so I think my intention is to get back into the regular swing of things in the first week of January. So hopefully we can do a few mini-shows before that.
Yep.
And then as the year progresses, it might get a bit more variable before it gets regular again. So that's the plan. That's what you can expect from Randint in 2023, season 3. I actually can't believe it.
We made it past 3 episodes. No. Third season.
And actually, like, genuinely, if...
And we don't even have less listeners than when we first started. We haven't gone into negative territory. It's amazing.
It's grown, and supposedly we're, like, you know, the Spotify Wrapped thing. So supposedly we're the top podcast that people have listened to on Spotify for, like, 10 to 15 listeners.
So, yay, like, in the 10 to 15 listener range.
Well, I mean, hey, like, it's not that we have 10 to 15 regular listeners. It's of the listeners. That's the podcast that they listen to the most.
Ah, I see.
Like, we're podcast number one.
Okay.
For those.
Nice. Few.
So if you are listening, thank you so much.
Yeah.
If you share stuff on social media or just email us. I don't know what our email is now. This is usually podcast at whatisbyraffy.com.
But let's stick to that for now. We do have a domain, but I don't know if we've set up the email. Season 3, we'll do that.
Yeah.
No, I think we do have an email address.
Yeah, but I can't remember what it was.
We'll find out and let you know next episode. Stay tuned.
So podcast at photosbyraffy.com. If you want to leave us a comment, leave us a message as well. Because every time we get a message, we will do a, Growing Up Brown, which seems to be like the favorite segment. So we should do like another episode full of that.
Yeah.
I think we did one this season. Reviews on, as much as I hate to say it,
Apple
makes the most amount of difference for us. So we've gotten a few more reviews this year. So please, if you can, do it on the Apple Podcast app. I think that's where it is.
If you don't have an Apple device, can I recommend you buy one?
Don't do it. The other thing I wanted to say is that, if you're listening to Randin or you find anything useful, like, we should start a hashtag, like Randin Podcast or something.
Yeah, I guess Randin itself is probably too generic.
Well, actually, if you look on Instagram, there's not too much. So tag both. We'll follow Randin Podcast as our proper one.
Mm.
But otherwise, Randin, or just tag us on social media. And we'll try to get the backlog of all the episodes onto YouTube and do the little clips and whatnot. So you should see a bit more activity. We're just trying to figure out how to outsource that effectively because both of us get too sidetracked with day jobs.
Just a little bit.
Yeah. Well, you're going to have boat life.
Yeah, unemployed life. It's very busy.
All right. With that, anything else you want to add before we sign off for season 2?
Stay tuned for a big season 3.
Yes. Hooray. Let's see if this thing works. Cheering.
Yes, it does.
Hearing cheering.
Whee!
Yay. Woohoo.